again the Tosfos Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis. Then we'll see the Tosfos and Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. Ahu Abvarnike. So Tosfos says as follows: Peirish Rashi Loshin Sheini Shemotza Bahalochis Gedolos V'Nireloi Ika. So we'll just refresh our memory what the Maisa was. The Avarniki Kimin Achsadre Oikube, it's a type of an enclosure, Sha'oisin le Melochim Besoich HaPardis, that Melochim make in a Pardis, and there was an enclosure, and there was a large tree that was used for shade, and that was the Avarniki. And that we see in the Peirish Chai, just let's look on page 75, 138, that was more or less the Avarniki. There was a tree there for shade, and there was an enclosure around this tree. Now, and this was in a Bustaneh. Now, the Bustaneh was more than a base of soy. So the Bustaneh was not Roy Letalfel boy, it wasn't Mukif Ladir. So the Reish Gelusar asked Rav Huna Bachinene to do something. He should be able to carry from the Bustane to the Varnike. Ozo Rav Huna Ovat Kone Kone Poches Mishloyshe. So he made Kone Kone Poches Mishloyshe, and according to the second shot of Rashi, let us look on the Peirish Chai, page 137. Here we have the Barniki in the middle of the Bustan, in the middle of the Pardis, and he made a Shvil in the middle of this Pardis, and we'll see the purpose of the Shvil had one purpose. L'chayre, the Shvil made this whole area less than a base of soy. So if it's less than a base of soim, even though it is not hukif ladire, it is also permitted to be metaltov. Ozo ravuna ovat kona kona poches mishloish. V'leirotza lismoich avarnike. Ravuna did not want to rely on the avarnike, that since the avarnike had an enclosure around it, and people used to sit underneath the tree, so that should make that the whole Bustani should have a din of Mukif Ladira, because of three reasons. Reason number one, Mishun the Hukaf Ula Besaif Yoshav, that when the Bustani was first surrounded with Mechitzas, we didn't have this Avarniki there. So Memela Hukaf Ula Besaif Yoshav, the hell doesn't help. You have to have Bishas the Hekev, it should be a Hekev L'Shem Dira. Hukaf Ula Besaif Yoshav doesn't help. Reason number two, Mishum Dahava Mechitze Hasuya Lenachas, number three, Letznias. Letznias, Rashi says, means that it's only a Mechitze Leshaw, Lenachas means it is for Shmire, not for Dire. So Memele, so first of all, so it's not the Mechitze around the Avarniki is not a Mechitze Shal Dire either. So first of all, it's Hukaf Lubisayf, and then Lubisayf it's also not, because that is not considered a Mechitze L'Shem Dira. Kidemasik. These Chesroines Rav Huna was aware. The Ovat Shvil, so therefore Rav Huna made a Shvil, the Kone Kone Poches Mi Gimel, Mi Pesach Abustane, from the beginning of the Bustane, Ad Avarniki, till the Avarniki. Ima Avarniki Hoysa Oimedes Besoich Apardis. If the Avarniki was in the middle of the Pardis, so that was the only way he could make that this area should be less than a base of Saim, it'd have to make a Shvil of Kanim on both sides, and that's how he could make this area less than a base of sight. Avol im hoiso imedes bitzada pardis. Let us look at picture 130. If the Avarniki would be mitzada pardis, So then, in order to make this area less than a base of Sayim, he didn't have to make Kanim on both sides. He could make Kanim on one side, and that area will be cut off, and that area is less than a base of Sayim. I will buy some medicine inside the palace. Lo heyoye tzorich lase shvil al chalik habustane. He could divide the bustane ulamato misosai. Zaktaisves af al gav the hekif avarniki hoye osoi lenachas ulitznius. Frektach taisves. We said Rav Huna held there were three chesroines by this avarniki. Chesaron, number one, that Avarniki could not be matir, the whole bustane, because the Avarniki was hukef ulebesayf yosha. But then Taisha said there was another two chesroines, that the mechitzes around the Avarniki were not mechitzes taivais. There was a mechitze, it was a mechitze grue, was a mechitze sha'osi l'shem nachas, it's a mechitzi that's also l'shem tzni, so that's why it's no good. Frektach toisves, aval gav the hekef avarniki hoya osui l'nachas ulitznius. So toisves means to ask as follows. Let's appreciate toisves kasha. So toisves means, if toisves in the kasha held that a mechitzi Ha'osui l'nachas u'litznius is command the lesser. That's what Taisus learned in the Kasha. So if the mechitzes command the lesser, so what did you accomplish? So you made a shvil till the Yavarniki, but then the Yavarniki alone, that mechitze around it is osui l'shem tznius, or l'shem nachas, so it's command the lesser. So let's take away that. So the mokim of this Elon is parots to the bustani, and it's a kamalist. So what did he accomplish with the shvil? This is Tais Viskash. That is Tais Viskash. Avagav the hekiv of Varniki hoya osui lenachas alitzniv. Hoya muta letaltal kalim sheshav suboy. So Tais Vis answers, no. That this is how, I'm telling the Olam now, this is how the Chazanish learns Pshat and Taisvis. The Chazanish learns Pshat and Taisvis as follows. You're making a mistake. A mechitze that is also l'nachas l'tznius cannot make it mukif l'dire. Wherever you need mukif l'dire, so also l'nachas l'tznius does not help. So Memele, the Gemara later, was chaylik an rove. Rove wanted to make the whole bustani. It should have a din of mukif ledira because of the mechitzes around the Avarniki. So he told them, that alone is not considered mukif ledira the Avarniki because it's mechitzes also the nachas alitzniyas. But to have a shem mechitze, it's not worse than any mechitze. You don't need a mechitze l'shem dira. Here all we want to do is we want to divide this area, we want to separate this area from the rest of the bustani. And this area is less than a base of soyim. So Memela, that's all we want to do. So that a mechitza osi l'nachas is also sufficient. This is how the Chazon Ish learns Pshat and Taisvis. So therefore Taisvis says, Ta'ava gav the hekif ha'varniki ha'ya osi l'nachas u'litznis. But the kalim which were in this area, this whole enclosed area, since this area was less than a base of soyim, so yamuta to be metaltal in this area. That's what he accomplished. That is the chazainish, to take from the house into this area, chas v'sholom, zichanat. Because this area is not mukiv ledire. You didn't make anything mukiv ledire. So you cannot take from a bias to a kafav that's a mukiv ledire. Of al koponim, he accomplished that this enclosed area was not a base of soyim, and this tekanim accomplished, the avarniki accomplished this, and that's what he wanted to do. Before we go further, let us see a marsha. The Chazon Ish is chaylik on the marsha, but I think this will be very much negayatos on Daf Chavot. Let us see the marsha. The The Marsho is on Daf Hey Yomed Aleph Bedafei HaMarsho. The Marsho says, Af al gav, the hekef ha-varniki ha-ya-osui le-nachas u-le-tznius. Le-peirish ze. So he says, according to this pshat, the hakanim lo-yhoyu nasim elo le-mato mi-beis-osai. The kanim were not made l'shem dira. The whole purpose of the kanim was, because later we have a pshat in Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Nisanol, that the kanim were made to be makivit l'shem dira. But now we're not learning like that. L'peiri said that kanim lohoyu nasim elo lemato mi beis osayim, v'loy shi'i abuniki mukif l'dira. That the kanim did not make the buniki mukif l'dira. Kashalu. The akatui ho osui lenachas. So Tosfos asked the kasha. So the mechitza of the avarniki was osui lenachas. So memela, so what is the kasha? So the kasha is, so it's poets to the kamalas, to the pustin that's more than a base of sign. Vitirtsu. Val yedei shehoya mimatoi mi beis osayim. Since he was mimayte mi beis osayim, hayemuta letaltel kelim sheshovsu besoichoi, kidin kalfef beis osayim, shaloi hukef ledire. Yeah. So he was mimayte, he made this less than a beis osayim, so therefore one is permitted to be metaltal kalim sheshavsu besoichai, kidin kaf of beis Hashem shulkav ledir. That's what he did. Because he made this lesson the beis Hashem. Mihu. Ilav shehoyo memayit. If he would have not been memayit, this area with the kanim, bohoyo ha'avarniki bechlal kalfif yeser mi beis ha'shisayim shloi hukif ledire, kivin da osri lenachas, vafilu keilim sheshavsu besoicho ya osri letaltal yoyse mi daladamis. Now the Marsho says something very interesting. The avarniki alone could not accomplish anything. Could not make the area in the avarniki alone less than a base of Sayim. Since it was Osi Lenachas. Somehow, since he made these mechitzes, and he was memayit this whole area, that somehow made the whole area less than a base of Sayim. But the mechitzes of the, maybe because that's, well, a chelik of the mechitze, was not lenacha, so that al kaponim made it ois mukif, made it al kaponim that it is muvdal from the rest of the rishus. But if it would be a davarniki alone, so one would not even be permitted to be metaltal daodamas in davarniki. That's how the Marsho learns. So we have here a machloikis, it's a machudish tike Marsho, but we have here a machloikis, the chazainish in the Marsho. The Marsho learned that mechitzes asuyis lenachas without anything else are command the lesser. That's how the Marsho learns. The Chazaynish says chas v'sholem. There's no such thing, and the Shulchan Aruch also passed like that. That's from the machlokes the Rambam and other Rishonim. But the Chazaynish says no. Tosfos held that it zicher has a toiras mechitze. No, it doesn't have a mechitze that could make an area mukif ledire. So together with the kanim and the mechitz around Avarniki, it became one big area less than a base of soyim, and memela, so the kalim, which were in this area, was permissible to carry. That's how the Chazanish learns pshat in Tosfos. Now let us go a little further. So Tosfos says, Vahanu peiri the base tuli. Now we're going to learn Mitzvah today. The let us just see the Gemara to remind ourselves what Tosfos is speaking about. Let us just see the Gemara Daf Chavov and Medalev. Rabbi Baravue Ma'ariv Lo Lekule mechuze arsiyoso arsiyoso. Let us just refresh our memories. Let us see the Marshal for 1 minute again. The Marshal makes a picture. This is Rashi's pshat. The Marshal on Baita and Dafeya Med Aleph in the Dafeya Marsho has a picture of Mechuzah. Now, if we look at this picture, this is Rashi's picture. So, as we look at this picture, we will see as follows. First, let us take away the Mechitza that is surrounding the whole area. Because this whole Mechitza, the Mashal wrote beautifully, Mechitza Lishma Peira de Ture. The whole reason this Mechitza was built was only to protect the Peira de Ture, which were Garine Tamarim for the Behemoths, and these were Boiris in between the Mevois. Now, so if we'll take away this Mechitza, so we have as follows. That means the spaces between the boxes were mevois mefuloshes. Just like we have in the middle row, we have a movi mefulish. These are mevois mefulish. So if we'll take away the surrounding square, we have mevois mefuloshes around on the top and on the bottom. So we have three rows of mevois mefuloshes. Now, three rows of mevois mefuloshes does not connect the whole city. You can't be ma'arev you can't be ma'arev the whole city. Because what is connecting the whole city? So therefore, they made each movui, if they wanted to be ma'arev the movui, so they had to think of a tikkun. We'll see close the tikkun what they could have done. But they could not be marsha, even though there were mechitzes around the whole city. So lechayre, the whole city, they should be able to be ma'arev now, else the mechitzes surrounding it. So the Gemara said, since these mechitzes were osui, linachas, lishma, peiri, diture, so these mechitzes were not good. Now, Tosfos got stuck. I just said, according to the Chazanish, this is Givaldic. I just said that a mechitza ha'osi l'nachas is only a problem when you need mukif l'dire, but when you don't need mukif l'dire, it has a teiras mechitza. So what was your problem over here? So here you have mechitzas around the whole city, so what is the problem? So Tosfos says, v'hanu, now let's go to Tosfos, v'hanu peiri deveituri, ha yo yoiser mi beisosoy. So Tosfos means the area was Yaiser mi Beisosoyim. So it was muke, so it was open to a Peri de Ture, which is a calf of Yaiser mi Beisosoyim. So Memele, now we have to be Makifit Ladire. We have to be Makifit Ladire. So since these Mechitzes were made l'shem nachas, since these mechitzes were made l'shem nachas and not l'shem, so they were not made for, the mechitzes were made lishmer peiris, so memele can't be makifit l'dire the peir de ture. So that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that here there was a problem. Because here, the Peira de Ture was more than a base of sign, and the purpose of the mechitze was to make it mukif ledire, that's the only way you could be metalt, if it's not mukif ledire, so it gets a din karmelis. So lemaise, this mechitze will not help, because this is a mechitze ha'osi lenaches, cannot make mukif ledire. That's v'hani peiri de beitura yoyis mi beisem ha'sosai, mishim hochi, so they couldn't use the mechitzes, utzruh la'arev arsiyosa. Therefore they had to be ma'arev it shchune b'fnei atmoi. Oy, or Tosfos says another pshat, lo yuchlu la'arev yachad lekelim sheshavsu bebayis. Tosfos says could be the kalfif was a beis hasoyim. Could be the kalfif wasn't yesterday beis. It was a beis hasoyim. So why do you need mukif ledire? But you need mukif ledire because Tosfos holds, and this is Rashi Shita also, that you cannot take from a bayis to a kalfif, that's not mukif ledire, even though the kalfif is less than a beis hasoyim. You cannot take from a bayis to a kalfif, that's not mukif ledire. Therefore, in order to enable them that's why they needed a mechitze That's why they needed a mechitze that would be able to be makif ledire, because they wanted to take from the bayis to the kalfif, and these mechitzes were not eligible for that, because it was a mechitze ha'osi lenachas. So bekitzer, here Tosfos says a yesod. Tosfos says, the Chazon Ish brings a raya from this Tosfos, so the pashtus of Tosfos is, Tosfos says as follows, that a mechitze that's osi lenachas, here's a teiris mechitze, if the nidin is legabe making it less than a base of time. That it has a teiris mechitze. No, when you need a mechitze to make mukif ledire, then it does not have a teiris mechitze. And hani peiri de veituri, so there, they wanted to make this peiri de veituri mukif ledire. Why did they have to make it mukif ledire? One of two reasons. Either it was yaisami beis asoyim, or it was less than a beis asoyim, but they wanted to be metalto from the batim to the peiri. And they could only do this if it was mukif ledire, so therefore, they weren't able to do this with these mechitzes, because these mechitzes were mechitzes gruis, they were mechitzes ha'osui lenachas. This is what Tosfos says over here. Now, we can go further in the Gemara. And let us see now the next two Tosfos in Andav Chavov Amadav. Now, Lachsmil will understand a little better the next sugya. Ma'arev lekule mechuze arsiyosa. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Baravue was ma'arev lo lekule mechuze, he was ma'arev shchunis. Even though the way Rashi learns pshat, that the whole mechuze was surrounded, but since these mechitzes were made lenachas, so it did not help the situation. That's why he had to be ma'arev, he couldn't be ma'arev the whole city together, he had to be ma'arev shchunis. Peirish Rashi, so let us see Tosfos on Daf Chavov. Loi hiter la'arev kula yachat, af al gav shehoiso ir ktano. Even though it was an ir ktano, osnan lekamon, we learned further, betono lekamon, ir ma'arvin eskula, ir shal yochid, a small ir ma'arvin eskula. It can be ma'arv the whole city. So ma'meles, that's why the Gemara is to give a reason why he wasn't ma'arv the whole city, because it was mechitzes gruz. Because the bepeira ketzad ma'abrin amrinim the shal rabim hu. The Gemara says that this mechuzza was an ir shal rabim. The comma rab in the ir shal rabim, you cannot be ma'arev the whole city. You have to leave over a chelik without an erev. The comma, the Gemara says there, Rabbi Baravu ma'arev lekula mechuze arsiyoso. He only was ma'arev shchunis, the chol chad v'chada v'shir lechavrei. That means, so each chelik was a shir for the other one, so he never was ma'arev the whole city, he always left over chalokim. Each one, that was the tachlis of Bazundra Erevin. He wasn't a matter of those sitting together. So Taisis ve'ir shal yochid le'boi shir. If it was ve'rashi says an ir shal yochid le'boi shir, im lo'i shal rabim koidim, alavadi shal rabim oisim. So that's one kasha. The Gemara said he needed a shir, so by says it was an ir shal rabim. Ola'el nami mashma, another kasha, shahoisa shal rabim. Gabi avuli de mechuzah, the Gemara says the shiorim of mechuzah, the omar imoli dalseis neuleis balaylo, if they would, the doors would not be closed at night, havachayev alo mishum rishus haram, mashm doho yeshom samachribi, and Rashi alone says there, it was a shtot of samachribi, that's an ir shal rabim, because Rashi alone says an ir shal yochid means it doesn't have samachribi. So Memele, so this is a kasha on Mamash Astira in Rash. So Bekitzel, so Tosfos says it was an ir shal rabim, which you couldn't be ma'arev the whole city together, even if you wanted to. So Tosfos says, Mikobok milav mishem peiri devei turi, היכל מערב כל העיר יחד, ואבא משיירנון, דיוירן לרב יהודו, שלוש חצרס לרב שמן, they didn't have to be מערב, שכונה שכונה, they could have been מערב, most of the city together, and be משיירנון, דיוירן, מטבי חצרס, that they did it שכונה שכונה, that was because of the of this פירד וייטורי. Now let us see what was צריך לדעת what is פירד וייטורי. Perish HaKunteres. So Rashi says, Pshat, the Mechuze Ir She'ein Lo Chayma. It was a city that did not have a wall. V'osu Mechitze B'roshei Mevois L'chol Tzad. So they made a Mechitze, that's like the picture in the Mashal. They made a Mechitze B'roshei Mevois L'chol Tzad. The purpose of this Mechitze was Lishmer Garinim. To protect the garinim in this peira de turim. V'loi choshev mechitze, so therefore it doesn't have a teiras mechitze, litztarif hamavois v'laseis kol ha'ir ka'achas, to make the city for one, l'fi she'ekef loi nase ba'avur ha'ir, since the purpose of these mechitzes were not to unite the ear, it was not for the ear, for the dearest ear, elalishmer peire de veituri. The whole purpose of these mechitzes were to protect the peire de veituri, is therefore it could not be matter the ear. Umashme, so Taisvis understood from Rashi, sherotze loima, shehukaf koidem yishev ha'ir. To understand this, to say that the only and sole purpose of the Hekif was for the Tmorim, that makes sense if the city started off with this Peire de Veiture, and they made a Mechitza around it, so then you could say that the Mechitza was made for the Peire de Veiture. The Imhukaf Achaikei, because if we will say that which is a very big doichik, I mean you have a tremendous city of Mechuzah started off with Peire de Ture without Diris there. There was a tremendous area, there's 600,000 people there, and it started off with Peire de Ture, and no one's living there, and then they made Mechitzes to surround it, and then the city built around the Peire de Ture. It's a very big doichik. But Taisus says, L'chayre, you have to say this according to Rashi. The Imhukaf Achekein, if we will assume that Fakelt, when Mechuzah was built, so you have here houses, you have here Peire de Ture, Oz Nase Gam Ba'avur Ha'ir. So this Mechitze was not only for the Peire de Ture, it was a Mechitze for everything. So you have here a large area, and it's made to surround the whole area. So that's called a Mechitze that's Osi Ledire. There's a whole bunch of houses, a whole shtot there. V'av mechitze ma'al yiseh. And mistama the mechitze was made for the houses also, not only for the shmira of the tmorim in this chafire. V'kashe. So, but that's how Taisus understood Rashi. V'kashe. So Taisus says, if that's pshat, the lishne mashme, the lashon of the Gemara is mashme she'im nistalko misham ha'peire, da have mechitze ma'al yiseh. The lashon of Gemara weiss tachoyis as follows. Rabbe baravu ma'arev lo lekule mechuzah siyosa mishum peire de beiture. Because of the peire de beiture which are here now. Weiss this, if there wouldn't be here now peire de beiture, there wouldn't be a problem. According to Rashi, l'peire shakuntaris, af im loy hoyo ha-peire, if now there wouldn't be the peire anymore, loy hoyo nitak, even the hukaf ulubisayf yoshav. The chesaron was when the shtot started off. The shtot started off with a hukaf ulubisayf yoshav, so if now you'll take out this, so there was a mechitza not l'shem dire. So boss gate miron that later they'll take out the pair of the ture, but you don't have a kosher and mechitze. Oz hukav or b'sayf yosha. That's one kash and rash. Fine. But oit. מה שפרש בקונטרס למחוזה לסלו חוימה, that מחוזה did not have a חוימה, it seems this was the only מחיצה מחוזה had, לא נהירה. The Oma Le'el avule de מחוזה, these were the שעורים of מחוזה, ilmole dalso isen ulis balayla, so basis there were שעורים, and the whole thing was surrounded with a חוימה. Yeah, so Memela, that's the second Kasha on Rashi. That means Vaistos, it had a Chayme. Vaistos, it had a Chayme. For one second, let us see the Gram Horowitz. Gram Horowitz wants to for Rashi, and he wants to for the first Toysvis also. The first Toysvis Kasha on Rashi. The Gram Horowitz is page 56. Ma'ariv, first he goes on the first. V'rashi zal shomalei milishne de gemore, di loy mishum peire de veiture, have ma'arvim bekulo. The Taisvis had said there was a ir shal rabim, she can never be ma'arvim bekulo. Rashi's learned the pashas oshan gemore by stois, without this peire de veiture, have ma'arvim bekulo. V'svirale. So now, the Gram Horowitz says as follows. The Mi'ikara Hoise Shal Yochid. In the beginning it was an Ir Shal Yochid. That was the beginning of Mechuzah. The Nasis Shal Rabim. Later it became an Ir Shal Rabim. V'achekach Hukfa Mechitzais Toivais Udlotais. Afterwards, when it became an Ir Shal Rabim, then it became Mukif Mechitzais Toivais Udlotais. ומכל מוקים הויסה צריך השיר. So why did it need a שיר if it started off with a עיר של יוחד? כיוון שלוי הויסה של יוחד במחיצה הסתיבה ישמעילה. That is what Rashi means. It means when it started off, so the מחיצה that were then made, the purpose of those מחיצה were for the Peire de Ture. So memele, those mechitzes were not good mechitzes. So memele, so later, when it became an Ir Shal Rabim, later they made different mechitzes. But the mechitzes that were made on the Ir Shal Rabim doesn't help anymore. Because now it's an Ir Shal Rabim. And to use the mechitzes that were present when there was an Ir Shal Yochid, these were apostle mechitzes because it was, then it was made for the to watch the tomorrow. That's how he wants to emphasize Taisvis Kasha. Okay. Now let us go further. Venire. So Taisvis disagrees with Rashi. So Taisvis says as follows. Venire du mekefes choyma hoy oiso acheshen ish yashva. Taisvis did not like this pshat in Rashi that first they made a choyme around an area that only had peire de ture. No. Du mekefes choyme hoysa acheshen ish yashva. Vohoyu yecholim la'arev yachet. So the outside mechitza was gewaldig good. They could have been ma'arev yachet. Ilav peire de veiture. If it wouldn't be for the peire de veiture, שהויסו בין ארסו לארסו לאורך המובי. So Taisus has a different see. Let us look at picture 139. Rashi learns pshat, we saw the Marshal, or this picture 135, that between the Shchunis there was a Peire de Ture. Taisus learns between you had as follows. The Shchunis were, there was a block, and there were two rows of houses in the block, and then there was a street, and then weiter there were two rows of houses, and weiter the street, and in each street, there was a large area of this was the Peire de Ture. This is how Taisvis learns. Now, so Taisvis says as follows. ונראה, דמקפס חוי מויסא אחר שנשיישו. בואו יחוילום לערב יחד. די ארצייד מחיצה, דו וזנו חסורן וואטסוואבר. אילאו פירה דווי תורה. שאויסו בין ארסו לארסו. לאורך המובי. That means each שכונה was the houses on the block, on both sides. And in the street that separated each block, there was Peire de Beitur. Lo'oire chamovi. Now, how did this create problems? Vohoiso yiseiro mi beiso soyim. This was more than a beiso soyim. Vi amuka yud, and this was amuka yud. So memeila lechoire, the oimek was the mechitzis. So, from one block to the other block, they were not able to make one Erev, me'arsa la'arsa, lefi sheloi hoyu yecholim letaltel mizelazet, because they were unable to be metaltel mizelazet, ta ha'pere havi karfev yoser mibesosoyim. The peire is a karfif yoisa mi beisa soyim. V'loidomi, samemele, v'loidomi le karye de peire de la'el. We learned a karye de peire. That does not make it ois mukaf le dire duruyin le machal odom. Samemele, so this area was yoisa mi beisa soyim. So they were unable to be metaltal. Let's look at the picture from one block to the other block, because in between there was an area yoiser mi beisosoy. Va'af al gav di yesh lohu mechitzis. So now we have to understand what Tosfos is saying over here, and this is lechayre the key to the sugya. The Tosfos va'af al gav di yesh lohu mechitzis. This Peire de Ture has mechitzes. Now, so this Peire de Ture, there was mechitzes around the whole city. That's what Tosfos says. Va'aval pikein, it seems from Tosfos that did not help the situation. The mechitzes around the city, and Rashi's pshat, Tosfos asked that the mechitzes should make the peire de ture mukif ledire, because it was mechitzes not only for the peire de ture, it was mechitzes for the whole city also. Now here Tosfos says there was a chayme around the whole city. Va'af al pi kein, there was a problem over here. There was a problem that the despair of the Torah made problems, which the Chayme for some reason could not help. But Taisus, which is also not klar. Frektach Taisus va'af al gav di yesh lohu mechitzes. Frektach Taisus, but the peir of the Torah has mechitzes. So we have to understand, so what is the kasha? So what? So how will these mechitzes help? Einam me'ilois klum. So Taisus, these mechitzes don't help. The mechitzes asuyois lenachas. This is mechitzes asuyois lenachas. So if for some reason or other Taisus wanted that the mechitzes around the peire de ture should make it mukif ledire, so then we understand the kasha. But the shaila is, how could these mechitzes make it mukif ledire? These mechitzes which are surrounding the peire de ture, there's no dire here whatsoever. This is a kaf of yesami beis asoyim. How could these mechitzes help? So it's very unclear Tosfos. If Tosfos means to ask that let these mechitzes al kaponim be mavdul this peire de ture from the rest of the area. So from one block they could be metaltal on the sides of the Speire de Ture. And if Tosfos answers it's Osi Lenachas, so then we would have a raya to the Marsha. That Osi Lenachas doesn't have a Teres Mechitza whatsoever. Then we could understand Al Kaponim what Tosfos is saying. Taisus saying, Vava gav the yesh lehu mechitzis. So lechayre let these mechitzis al koponim, this area is yesami beis osoyim. And it's not mukif ladira, but let these mechitzis separate this area from the rest of the area surrounding it, so they could still make an eirib. And that Taisus answers, that eina meilis klum, the mechitzis usus lenachas saying. So then that would be a starke raya to the marsha, that a mechitzis shosi lenachas doesn't have any cheshivis whatsoever. That's what the marsha says. According to the Chazon Ish, that it zicher has a teures mechitze, but it can't make it hukif ledire, so then it seems that the kash is let it make it hukif ledire, and the teretz is, can't make it hukif ledire, but the shayla is hakat bechlau, these mechitzes make it hukif ledire, and then we have to understand why couldn't the chayme make it hukif ledire. The Rashi pirish bekeitzad ma'abrin, now Rashi says in keitzad ma'abrin, mishem peire shem mafsik, the reason they were not able to be ma'arev one block with the other block, mishem peire shem mafsik ven yechelim lahalech mishchune leshchune, ba'ave kecherit shebein beis chatzeres, amrina lekamon shema'avim shtayim ve'im ma'avim achas. Rashi says later, let's look at picture 140, that the reason they couldn't be ma'arev one with the other, because it was a cherit that was omuk asore. So if you have a mechitze between two chatzeres, you can't be ma'arev one with the other. So Rashi says, gora na'ayev shato. They couldn't be ma'arev because there was not al mechitze osil anachas, gora na'andre zach, because there's a charitz there. V'hoche lo'y mashme kepeirushe. This is the Rishash's girse. And then someone else in the back has this girse. V'hoche lo'y mashme kepeirushe. Ela mishim davar mechitze. Asuya lenachas, not the way Rashi says, no, because it was a mechitza asuya lenachas. Zok the Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah, let us just refresh our memories and look at the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Daf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, we had as follows. We had a shittas that we had Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah said, Im hoisa olko yeser al rochbo, afilo amo achas, eim metaltalim besoicho, Rabbi Yossi eim afilo olko pishnayim, berochbo metaltalim besoicho. We had in the Gemara said, Rabbi Lezer also holds, that im hoisa olko yeser al pishnayim, berochbo afilo amo achas, eim metaltalim besoicho. So there's a machlokes in ribua de rabon. Anyway, Rabbi Lezer, the Mishnah holds, you need kechotzer ha-mishkan, and then you could be metaltal. All koyesar aroch, papishnaim is good. Now, Omer Rabbi Loi, shamati me Rabbi Lezer, I heard from Rabbi Lezer, that you're saying over from Rabbi Lezer, that you need only a base of saim is muta, 100 by 50. I heard from Rabbi Lezer, bafilu hi ke base kul. I heard that if you have a kalfif, that's the size of a base kul, which is 30 saw. And it's not mukif ledira, you can also be metaltal. Not 100 by 50, which is sosoyim, no 30 saw. One thing I heard. V'chein shamati mimenu, a second thing I heard from Rabbi Elazar, an sheichotzo sheshochot echad men v'loi iriv, beisei osam elahachnis elohitzi loi, avo lahem muter, וכן שמעתי מנו שייצים בקבלים בפסח, וחזרתי הכל תמידו, וביקשתי ליחוב ולא ימצוס. Let us see Rashi again in the Mishnah, and then we'll see the Gemara. So Rashi says in the Mishnah, אנ שחוצו ששוחח, ולמוך או ביטל רישוסו לחברו. It's one of the אנ שחוצו was not משתתף in the Eretz. למוך או ביטל רישוסו לחברו, שהיא היסרס עליהם אלוהיצים מבותיהם לחוצו. He had רישוס in the חוצו. And because of his reshus, he wasn't ma'arif. So now the chotzer was a chotzer shel rabim. So you can't take out from the bayis to the chotzer. So Rabbi Lezer said, basically, also lahachnis loitzi lechotzer letzolchot. You cannot take for him from his bayis to the chotzer. Avol hen muta lahavikli boteim lebeisay derech chotzer. They can take their kalim to his bayis. That's what I heard. Ba'ar kablin shem mori. Bekashu lichover l'shloishet vorem halolu, im shoma mipiv v'loi metzosi. U'bigmore meforish, tegabigine v'kalfev, Loishari Yoisimi Beisosoi. They held not the way he said Rabbi Lez was only matter till a Beisosoi. Not the way he said a Beisko. Gabianche Chotzer Sovri Daaf Lahem Osir Beiso. You're not allowed to take their Kalim into his bias. Is Avol Mi Botem Lachotzer Mutter, Big Mama Fosh Plaktayu, Bakablim Sovri the Lav Moral. Now let us see the Gemara. We'll see exactly what the Machlokes was. Omar Rabbi Eloi, Shamati mi Rabbi Elazar v'afilu Beisko, Masnisin deloi kechananye. So the Gemara says Rabbi Eloi, b'shem Rabbi Elazar is not. This is the Ritva's pshat I'm telling over. Is not like Chananye b'shem Rabbi Elazar. The Sanya Chananye Oimer Chananye said b'shem Rabbi Elazar v'afilu hi arboim so. Aces we had. Two Tanoim who said over Mechudish Tikeshiyurim B'Shem Rabbi Elazar Melech Shohoyu Ka'ayoreis Beinanis, that a Chotzer could have the size of an ear and still have a Din Chotzer. And Rashi explains we're speaking about the backyard, not the front yard, because it says Atichoina. Atichoina means the inside one. Doesn't say chitzoina. So it's the backyard. Now the backyard was usually not mukif ledirim. So let us see what it says in the pasuk. So the pasuk says, is yotza, he went to the tichoina, which is the backyard, and it was the size of an ear, and the pasuk calls it a chotza. So here we see that a backyard, which is not mukif ledire, and is the size of an ear, has the halacha of a chotzer, the one that's permitted to be metaltal bekulay. Now the whole shaila is, what is the shear of an ear? Is b'maika miflagi, mars of a ayor is bainin is having beisku, that an average city is a beisku, so it says that a backyard has the halachas. A backyard that has the dimensions of a base school has the halachas of a chotzer. Omar sova memso have you in the Chananya holds that ear beinini is 40 so. So memele memso have you. So memele. So we learn over here that a backyard with dimensions of memso also is a halacha of a chotzer. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Kistratio shel melochim, rechove, sha'achoyri palte. The backyard that was behind the palaces, v'sham hoyu metailim tomid, that's where they used to spazir, alme ike dire bohochi, that means it was no dire be'etzim, but it had aloche ki'ilu do, that even though it's not mukif ledire, it's also mutal etalto. Ushneim, Rabbi Loi v'Chananye learned that from this pasuk. Hatichoina, the middle one. Achrei palten shel Chizkiyo. This was behind the palten of Chizkiyo. Di chotzer shelifnei batim havoi achitzoina v'korilo. So the chotzer of nei batim is mukif ledire. But the one behind the chov is not mukif ledire. V'af al gav de gdoilo hi keir. Even though it is as tremendous and large as a city, korele chotzer, the ksiv is ear, and the kri is chotzer, playhook for ledire, and the baistos, that's what the posik is telling us. The posik is telling us that it has a teires chotzer, even though it is as large as an ear, and now the shail is, what's the size of an ear? So that's the makar of Rabbi Eloi and Chananye, that you don't need a, you don't need a base sosayim. You could have a base lametzo or a base memso. Frag the Gemara. Now that's an again hilchas eirevin. V'yishayo my boy hosom. So let us see Rashi. B'chovo shachayri palten. When you leave the palace, you don't go out to the back. She'enoi lederech yitziyah. He wasn't going out for a shpatzir afterwards. She gone out the front door. So what was he doing there? So the Gemara, Meir Diki Gemara, Omer Rabbe Bar Bar Chone, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Melamed Shechol Chizkiyo, Chizkiyo had gotten very sick. Boholach Yishayo, Bohoishiv Yeshiva Al Pischoi. So he went to the back door, and he went to make a yeshiva there, by the Pesach. Now what is the purpose of making a yeshiva by the back door? That the Malachamovi shouldn't come in the back door. The Masha asks, what's with the front door? So he says, he knew Beruach HaKadosh is coming through the back. So Memele, well then the Mashal says, usually it brings a Gemara in HaKadosh with a Shalom beer, so the Malach HaMavis does not walk in the, doesn't come through the front, he's not by the Rosh Hasharab, he comes through the back. So Memele is coming through the back, so he made a yeshiva over there. If he makes a yeshiva over there, so he wanted to make sure that the Malach HaMavis will not come through the back. Agavuchi de Ben Yayode asks Samir de Kekasha, he says, the Gemara says in Broches that Yeshayo came to Chizkiyo and he told him that he's a Ben Moves and thus, and then it's finished. So, because he didn't get married. So Chizkiyo told him, okay, give me your daughter and I'll get married. No, he said, it's too late, Kval Nigzer Gzeira. So the Gemara says, so Chizkiyo Melech told him, Yeshayo, Klach min the Buoscha, Ayva Kabbalah, von David HaMelech, afilu cherev chadam, unachas al tzavori shalodam, al yisyaish min harachmim, and vayisei ponav al akir, hispalo mekir esliba, yuz mispalo to the Rabbi Nishleel. Al kaponim, we see from the Gemara in Brochis that Yishayo had given up hope on him, and Chizkiyo was mispalo himself. Here it says, like the Ben Yayod, here it says he went and made a yeshiva that the Malach HaMavis shouldn't come. He says, nixer agzeire. So he says, two pshotim. He says, Chizkiyo told him, ich hab a kabbalah fakert. So he listened to Chizkiyo. You have a kabbalah fakert? So fakert, daf ich euch in misadol sein. So he made a yeshiva over there. You be mispalol, ich hab a yeshiva. Second pshat, he says that what he told him, that kval nigzer gzeire, he also knew as mekem misadol sein, but he wanted it should get rein in the beine kva nigzer as al gutaven. So he told him kva nigzer gzeire. But he also knew that his tadlus could always help. But this he told to Chizkiyo, that Chizkiyo zol takim as far as I'm a kiris libe. So memele, so you make a yeshiva that works against the Malach HaMavis. So the Gemara of Lav Milsehi, but this is not a good this is not a normal procedure to do. Dilma osi ligruye bei sotn. So Rashi says, let us see what Rashi says. Lahoishiv yeshiva shel tamidim lasik betoira al pischoi, shloye reshus le malach hamoves likonisham. Sotn malach hamoves. So ligruye sotn, the chichozi, let us see the gills on the side. The Megare Bahadai, if he sees it happening with him, Megari Bahu. That means the moral of the story is, don't start off with the Satan. So you're going to make a yeshiva there, you won't let me through. You should know who you're starting up with. So the Ritva says Pshat, so Lav Milsi, Yeshayo and Novi, the Gemara is saying that's what Yeshayo did, oh, but it's not the right thing to do. So the Ritva, no, for Yeshayo was a tzaddik. Yeshayah didn't have to be scared of the Malach HaMavis. But don't take this, that this should be the hanhoge by every chayla to do such a thing, by every chayla to make a yeshiva there. You have to know who you're starting up with, so it's better to say a kapitul tilim than to make a yeshiva by the door. V'chein shemati, so that was the first halacha that Rabbi Loi said b'shem Rabbi Loi. V'chein shemati menu, an sheichotzo sheshochach, Echad le'irev beisai osa. But for him, for they're permitted. Let us see Rashi. Anshei chotzer sheshochach echad mehem, vadi masnisim b'shebitol lehen rishus. The Mishnah is speaking about that he was mevatel rishus shehoyeloi b'chotzer mairi. He was mevatel his rishus. The iloi botel. If he wasn't mevatel his rishus, af bechotzer asurim letaltel mi boteim. So then, afilu in the chotzer, they're not allowed to be metaltel. Shehabotim lechol echot ve'echotein. The bottom are private rishuyis. Vehachotzer rishus lekulam. Rishus kulam. Vechelkoi oiser aleim. So his chelek asers on them. Vashmina rabbi loyi. So if he wouldn't have been mevatel as chelik in the chotzer, so how can they take out to the chotzer? The chotzer is a reshus shel kulam. Akaponim, they were ma'arev between themselves, but there's another malabos in the chotzer. So he can't take out from abayis to the chotzer. Vashmine rabbi loy, da mevatel reshus chatzeiroi. Rabbi loy's chiddush was as follows. He's mevatel reshus chatzeiroi, reshus beisoi nami bitol. When he's mevatel his bailus in the chotzer, with this bittel, see later in the Gemara, the lomdus of this, he's mevatel the bailus, it's a bittel, it's a chiluk of his ownership, so he's mevatel rishus bei seinami. So he doesn't have a house either. V'nase oireyach etzlon. So he's an oirech. He doesn't have any possessions in this chotzer. Not the bayis, not the chotzer. Lefikach. So they can go and take out to his house. This is not, it's not taken from one house to another house, because he was misalik his bailus from this house. He's not allowed to take out from his house to the chotzah. Even though he's allowed to take out from their houses to the chotzah, their houses, he's allowed to take out. They're allowed to take out. Kishalkalod or nichnas lachotza chaveri. Just like anyone else who enters a chotza, umutaloi lohitzi mi pesa chaveri lachotza. She allowed to take out a rishus of the chadu. So, because it belongs to one person. So, to take out from their houses to the chotza, there's no shaila whatsoever. He can also do the same thing, because it's you don't need any bailus. The chotz and the bailus is one rishus. V'hochi nami, kiven the bottle of who, since he was mevatel, did who have it? So it's theirs. So it's all one big rishus, is mevatel to them. Mi beisai miyu, but from his house, also who lohitzi. But from his house, he's not allowed to take out. Loim rinen, why? Given the bitter lohu, rishus beisoi, have a beisoi kibotehen. It's not his house, it's their houses. So Rashi says, the bishlam may be botehen, mumachnis umoitzi, ikalamemish kinish baalme. So he's some a fremd mensch that is taking out from their houses to the chotzer. Avo mi beisoi, but from his house, choyzer o marzik b'shusay. So it looks like he's taking over his house again. V'oytalei, v'heinolov, k'desan b'perik ha'do, mishanosu r'shusay v'hoytzi, v'hem b'shay g'mimeset ha'reza oysa. So b'kitzer, to take out for him, or he should take out from his house, it's also, but they're permitted to take their kelim into his house. Frek de gemore vosnan beise osa lohitze lahachnis loy vilohem. We learned that Mishnah, they're not allowed to take in or take out from his house for themselves also. So that's not like Rabbi Lesa. Omar avuna bered Rabbi Yeshua marav sheishis loy kashe. It's not a kashe. Ho Rabbi Lozer. Okay, this is what Rabbi Loi said, Bishem Rabbi Lezer. Ho Rabbono. The Drabon. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Vosnan lekame perikado, Beisei osa lahachnis lohitzi, Loi vilahem. Vamrinin osam Beisei da osa lahem, Ochatzei reshoye lohitzi mi batem lochotza. Sher lohitzi mi batem lochotza. Sher shusei shaylet po. Frag de gemore heichidom, idoloi bittel chatzere yamai shori, vokimne bishabittel rishus chatzere. It's speaking about that he said he's mevatel the rishus that he has in the chotzer, loi bittel rishus beisei. Oksova, so that Mishnah holds, ha mevatel rishus chatzere, rishus beisei loi bittel. That he's mesalik is bailus what he has in the chotzer. He was not mesalik is bailus what he had in his bayis. Levika chotzer kula shalaheni. Ubeisei miyuchedes, but his bayis is still his. Lesser lahem alaitzim reshusa lushusam. It is still his house, so you're taking out from one reshus to another reshus. So upon him, we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when you're mevatel reshus chatzeiroi, you're not mevatel beisoi. And our Mishnah says that you are mevatel beisoi also, and therefore they're allowed to take out to his house. So he answered, so Rav Sheshes answered, ho rabbelezev ho rabbonam. Masnisen rabbelezev. Kedoma Rabbi Eloi Shemati mi Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds that it's mutter and the chamol that's also. So now Rabbi Sheshes says Shetim Tzoloima. The divrei Rabbi Lezer Hamavatel Rishus Chatzeire Rishus Beisei Bittel. He says if you think into it, so the lomdus of Rabbi Lezer is when he's mavatel Rishus Chatzeire, he's mavatel Rishus Beisei also, even though he didn't mention it. L'rabbonon, amavato, rishus chatzeiroi, rishus beisoi, loy bitol. זאת רשי, רשוס בייסוי ביטל, דאצ רבי לזור, זווי אף על גב דלוי פורש, even though he didn't say בפרש, that בהד ירשוס בייסוי, דבדי מסניסם בלוי פירש, די פירש למוצל מימר אבי לוי ביקשתי לחובה ולוי מצוסתי, זה כול אלמה מוידה דשורי. סל קורת, speaking about, he said בפרש, is מבטל רשוס חצר, didn't speak about בייסוי. So memele, so that's the machloike. So Rabbi Lezos mvatel reshus bei chetere bitel reshus bei. So in the chamimol loy bitel reshus bei. In fact, the Gemara pshite the Bahachi pligi. That's the machloike. The loma le Rav Sheshes loyma kshetim tzoloyma. Milcheira, that is the machloike. Amar Rechove anover avune bachinena tagimna. We were metalgim what Rav Sheshes was machadish. Rav Sheshes said, this is the lomdus of Rabbi Lezer, to tell me another halacha. Loi nitzrecho, what is the other halacha? Elo lachamisha, sheshchuyim bechotzerecho. You have five people that were living in one chotzer, v'shochad echad meyem v'loi irei. And one wasn't ma'ar. לדברי רבי לזר, כשהוא מבטל רשוסו, אין צריך לבטל לכל אחד ואחד, because רבי לזר הוא זה מבטל בעין יופי מבטל, he wants to be matter for them, so he, if he tells one of them, I'm a מבטל my רשוס for you, to you, it does not only mean to you, it means to all the others in the chotzer, so למעשה, so automatically, the chotzer becomes mutl betilto. Because Rabbi Lezer was the same one that held that is mevatel reshus chatzera is mevatel reshus beise. The rabbonon kshu mevatel reshus itzarech levatel kol echad veechad. Zokt Rashi, Omer Rechov Anov Ravuna Bachinu Natagimna Lahai kshetim tzoloim ed Rav Sheshes Lamai Yitzarech Hachi Gassin Lanitzarech Lamishe Sheshruim Bechotz. Dashmin Rav Sheshes Losum Leib Lohovim Tan Machlekusam. We'll see later, because there's another way how to learn Pshat and Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Sheshe said, listen, you should be misboinant to understand Pshat and Rabbi Lezer. But Lilmeit Hemenu Dovarach, and if you understand Pshat and the Machloikis, you'll be able to learn another law. Rabbi Lezer, Mevatel, Bain Yofen Mevatel. Lemrin and Chotzer, the Goli, Goli, Bais, Loi Goli, Loi Goli. Menelef Mino, so therefore we can learn from this law, the Eiched, the Botel, Lechad Minayu, Botel, Lekulo. If it was Mevatel to one of them, it's Mevatel to all of them. Veloyem Rina, Leman, the Goli, Goli, Leman, the Loi Goli, Loi Goli. Well, Rabbonon, Rabbonon, don't hold this, you say, the Mevatel, Bain Yofen Mevatel, Tzoych, Levatel, Cholechad Vech. Kehechi, the legabi, bayis viralu, the mai, the loy pirish, loy bottle. He said, I'm a vatel, the chotel, that's it. He has no intentions of a vatel, reshuse, bebeise. Ochinami, leman, the loy porish, loy bottle. He says, I'm a vatel, teruv, and that's it, not for shim. The avol gav, because I'm a meile, the kulon asurin. So there, as we hear five people living in the chotel, and he was mevatel his reshus to one of the five. So legabi this person, he's mevatel his reshus. Legabi the other four, he still has his reshus. Vekulo nasurim. Da'af al gav da'hai de botalei. Zuktachashi, even though that the one he was mevatel to irev im chaveiroi lachayre, it belongs to him already. And he was ma'arev with the rest of them. So Rashi's ki irev me es meladai tadichul keloi irev. When he was ma'arev yesterday, so he didn't possess that chelik yet. The ishait alav didayu. Tachbosei tanye bahador. The same thing we learned in Perikador. Echad min hashuk. Echad min hashuk shemeis. V'ho yiloi bayis pechotzo. And he gave over his rishus to one of the bnei achotza, and they made an erev. B'boid yoyim d'ayne koydim she'irvu, t'chi erev adai t'dichul kanami erev ein ha'oysa. So if he did this before they made the erev, so it doesn't answer, mishach ha'sheicho, arei ze oysa. Al koponim, so this is the svore of the chacham, and the chamol, he wasn't mevatel's rishus to the other bnei achotzer, so memeilo be also for everyone to be metaltel in the chotzer. Zok the gemara weiter, keman ozlo hod esanya chamisha sheshruim bechotzer echad ושוחד אחד מהם בלו עירב, שמבטל רשוס, אין צריך לבטל רשוס כל אחד ואחד, ביטל אותו one is enough, כמן כרבי אלעזר. This is like רבי אלעזר. Let's just see, רב כהנה מס ניהוכי, that's רב כהנה learned, that רב שישן said פשט in the Mishnah, and רחובה, and רב הונה באחינן it said, הנילמד מדיבר רב שישן will be, by if one is mevatel to five. רב תביאו מי, מס ניהוכי, כמן עוז להוד הסניה, הישה שרויים בחוצר אחד, ושוחד אחד מהם לא עירים, כשמבטל שוס, אין צריך לבטל שוס לכל אחד ואחד, כמן, אמר רב הונה בר יהודה, אמר רב שישס, כמן, כרב אלעזר. So the Rav Tavyumi learned that Rav Sheishis himself said beferish, this halacha, according to Rav Elazar, will apply by Echad Shebitel Lachomesh. So let us just say Rashi, Rav Kana Masni Yochi like Shetim Tzoloim and Rav Sheishis Abbas Nisim. But he said, Rav Sheishis Pshat in the Mishnah, that he holds Mavato Rishus Chatzir, Mavato Rishus Beisai. V'chov av Rav Hun Uda Tigamu, Lag Morina Minei HaChemish Shir V'bachot Zodosa. Rav Tiyuni Masni, the Rav Sheishis Behedya Omra Lo, Kabbalazer, the Omra Mavato Bain Yofa Mavato.